Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here with you. Back together again. Joe, how's it going?
It's going well, Brian. The sun's shining. It was a beautiful...
No, it's not. It's cloudy.
Is that not the sun?
No.
Well, in here, the sun is shining, Brian. It's good to have you back. I had some interesting thing happen over the weekend that I wanted to share with you yesterday, but you weren't here. So,
yeah.
Because I know your reaction. I already know it. I know it, but I have to put it out there. So, Sunday, the sun was shining.
Yeah.
And, you know, my apartment's right in the way of the sun. So, 3/4 of the day, it was getting baked by the sun. Sunday night, we get home, 72 degrees, the air conditioning came on. Oh, April 9th, air conditioning and the fans were on so we could have a nice, cool, comfortable sleep.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would expect nothing less out of you, Joe.
I didn't think you'd be surprised, but I had to let you know.
I am not surprised. air conditioning. All right, well, you know what? To each their own.
I can't go to sleep if it's 72 in the apartment.
Really?
Oh, no.
You couldn't manage?
I can be hot during the day. Like, it could be 80 in here, I'd be fine. At night, I have to be cool. Like, that is, I would give up anything else, any other material thing in the world, to make sure at night it's nice and cool.
I love your whole bedtime routine thing. I would love, like, I want a documentary series of, like, you, and the first episode is, like, spending a night in prison. So, like, you don't have... Usually, you've got your like, sound machine, music thing going on. Your, like, incense, you're burning, your perfect temperature. I don't know. You spelled out before. You got, like, a whole lot of stuff.
At night, I like it to be dark. I like to have spa music on. And I can go to sleep within 5 minutes. That's what I want. The humidifier, because I like the noise that makes when the Alexa humidifier turns off. But, yeah, I like quiet and just a little bit of noise.
Spa, humidifier, perfect temperature.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Joe, one night in prison.
I work all day every day. Can I at least have the perfect sleeping conditions?
No, listen, I don't blame you. I've been complaining about temperature for the last 3 years in here. So
I realize in 6 weeks, Brian, the perfect, you know, I'm not going to have the perfect sleep setup. So let me enjoy before, you know, my sleep pattern gets screwed up.
Yeah, I know I still don't sound good, but, or maybe I just can't hear my ears have been, like, plugged up for, every once in a while I'll blow my nose, my ear will come, like, unplugged, and I'll hear it normal volume, like, whoa. Like, I have been missing out on a lot over the last week. But, you know, what am I going to do? Like, not work ever again? So I'm here, and we're going to go through it. I know yesterday, Joe, you were talking about tipping.
Yes.
A little bit. Hot topic, that tipping.
Yeah.
It's just what people do. But I have some numbers behind, because, you know, people say, oh, we're being asked to tip more. How are we tip more? I don't know if you had these numbers yesterday, but... I found, because it's one thing to say, like, it just feels like it's all the time now and yada, yada, yada. But there are actual numbers before this. In February of 2020, just before the pandemic began, food and drink, the share of remote transactions, this is according to Square. This is the company that does most of those, like, pay on the iPad type things, or, you know, if you're buying something from someone at the flea market, they're using Square now. when the share of remote transactions when tipping was offered was 43.4%. So in February of 2020, you went up to that iPad, 43% of the time it was asked of you, do you want to leave a tip or not? In February of 2023, so the other month, that share was 74.5%.
Yeah.
So it's not just in your head. It has gone up 43% of the time. Now 75% of the time, just about, you go to one of those iPads. Boom. It's right in front of your face asking if you want a tip. 30% is, I guess, one of the average tips for, I forget what industry that is. But
wow.
Anyways, that was the number. So, I mean, it has grown. It's not just like in anybody's head. You've seen right. it like explode.
And like I said yesterday, Brian, there are jobs, you know, that aren't typical that I can understand, right? I can understand tipping the person at the counter who went and got your order. I can understand at Starbucks tipping the person who made your drink. It's the concession stand where I'm in line. I pick out my beer myself. I carry it to the counter. And I put my own yeah. card in that you're asking for a tip. That's when I go.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So you're running the business. You're Mr. Ted. Or you're Mr. Pagula. Or you know what I mean? Like you're yeah. any of these places where now it's on an iPad and you're being asked to tip. What are you going to do? Now, people say like, oh, I feel pressured. It's annoying. The tipping, like blah, blah, blah. But you as a business owner, okay, they're saying we can put this. It's proven your workers will earn more in tips
yeah.
if you put the option there than if you don't. And all you have to do is opt in, you know, check a box, yes or no. You're not forcing anybody to give a tip. You're not doing anything differently other than checking a box or not. And checking the box to say yes, to put the tip screen on there, is going to result in the people who work for you being able to take home a little bit more money.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Of course you're going to do that. I mean, if you're the owner of the business, there's no way you're going to say, you know what? Tipping's out of control. I'm not going to give people the easy option to tip if they want to. I mean, what if I was an employee there? I mean, like, I'm thinking about if the iPads, you know, we had an old-fashioned register. If the iPads were there, and that's how you worked back when I was doing ice cream or fast food or something like that. And the employer said, well, we're not going to put that screen. I don't think the customer likes it that much. I'd be like, what the hell? Like, you're taking money out of my pocket is what you're doing.
Ted's is another one where I can completely understand tipping. I mean, they put a lot of work while, you know, they go down the line and give you your
order. You ever tipped before at Ted's before the iPad?
Yes.
You have?
In the jar. They used to have a jar.
I probably put loose change.
Same at Jim's Steakout. I used to always put money because they would say thank you.
That's you just
now they don't say thank you. I mean, because they do it on the tablet.
I would probably put spare change in there, but hey, that's about it.
Like I said yesterday, I for most of it, and like you said, yes. Why wouldn't you opt in? You know, and I'm saying this as I get a notification from an order last night, Brian, that the person just tipped me $33. So, you know, I'm glad that people are given the option.
Do I dare ask what you did to get a $33 tip?
You want this will make it.
I don't think you're allowed to say
this will make it even more. It was only 21 items at a Wegmans and only went 5 miles down the street. So, very generous customer.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to, when I'm not here next time, it's not because I'm sick. I'm delivering groceries. that's incredible. There should be a rule, though. Like, if you as a customer, okay, are sick of the being asked to tip all the time, I think if everyone could band together and follow one rule and choose to ignore one thing, I think that it would help the situation out a lot. And here's what it is. The worst kind of tip that you actually feel the most pressure to give, ever since there's this online and especially mobile ordering, is the tip you give before anything is done.
Yes.
And here's what I mean by this. So you're ordering a pizza, or you're ordering whatever from a lot of chains do this. Chipotle does this. Five Guys does this. Places where you can order on an app or on your phone, and before anything's done, it'll put there. So as you're done ordering, do you want to give a tip? Now that's where you're seeing the pressure, because you're thinking, well, if I don't give a tip, I'm not going to get as good of a meal, because they can see whether or not you gave a tip or not.
This goes through my mind every time.
That is the one situation. You know, I don't buy the, oh, well, I feel the pressure, I feel bad, you know, not tipping. If you never tipped before, then don't tip now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's, you shouldn't feel pressure. It's the exact same thing as what happened before, you know, when that iPad comes in front of your face. This is the one you feel pressure, because you feel like if you don't do it, you're going to get penalized some way for not doing it. So here's what, when you're asked to tip before the service is done, because a tip should be for a job well done.
Yes.
When it comes to, I mean, not things where tipping's mandatory. You go out to eat for a restaurant, it could be the worst service you ever had, you tip 20%. That's the rule. For things where you wouldn't necessarily, a takeout order, where you wouldn't necessarily tip, I don't want a tip screen before that order's completed. Because I don't know if there was any job well done or not.
Right.
Or if the order's completely messed up, they put half the food they're supposed to in there, and then send you on your way. So if everyone banded together and stopped tipping before the service was completed, I think you could get rid of a lot of that, you know, quote unquote tip anxiety that's out there.
I will agree on that. And yeah, I feel that that is the most pressure you will feel, is before your order's done. Because like you said, can they see that I tipped on this? Is it going to result in a difference? Ask me after, you know, because Chipotle, speaking of Chipotle, they're perfect at that, right? 30 minutes after you pick up your order, you get a little app notification. How was your order? Put the ability to tip in that little five-star thing that I have to do.
Yes. You know? I have no problem giving a tip at any of those places when I pick it up. I mean, you can make an order. You give a 20% tip on a takeout order, and it could not be ready until an hour after it was supposed to be ready. And I'm like, wait a second. I already tipped.
But let's go back to your logic, because more people will tip in the way they're doing it now than go back and tip. And I think that's what they've discovered.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? So in the employee's best interest, put it there on the final screen, because I guarantee half those tips they wouldn't get if it was after. Now, that might have to say something about the quality of the food, but I think half the people who might have meant to tip won't go back and do it. I can say that from my time of being an Uber driver, that most people now with what I do will tip before, and I don't feel that a lot of them would remember to go back and tip after. But I could be wrong.
We'll go to Jerry in Williamsville, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in, 803-0930. Jerry, what's going on?
I just think he's Beamer's way off on this one. The bottom line is you're tipping for good service, and I don't even believe in this automatic 20%. You know what? If I get bad service in a restaurant, or they forget to bring me back my refill, or whatever the case may be that made me upset, I'm not giving them more than 10%, okay? Which I think is equally insulting, is not giving them anything. However, when you're going to pick up an order, this is a pre-COVID thing, you're being expected to tip. I just did it on Friday. I went and picked up some fish fries. I tipped 20% before I got it, more than that, actually 25%, okay? Before I even got the order, I sat there for 45 minutes. My order had been in for an hour and 15 minutes, exactly what BMAS was talking about. Hey, I don't even know if I'm going to get my order, and I'm tipping you. Well, that's what I did, like a fool. I won't be had anymore. If anything, I tip less if I see the option thing on the bottom. You know what? I'm a good tipper. If I want to tip you, I'm going to tip you. If you've been good to me, I know that's how you're depending on your money. I want to give you the money.
I don't disagree. But you know what? Where am I wrong, though? I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Well, you look at, you know, in all defense, yeah, I know you were a dasher. Guess what? So was I.
Okay? Good.
And so it's nice to get that tip, and you're working hard, and a lot of people don't see it, and they might not tip as, but you know what? They don't owe you the tip. If you really feel like your employee needs more money, give them more money. You know, you want them to get a good product for the right price. You don't get that by automatically tipping people.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call. I mean, you hit on the thing right there. It's the tip. It's the pre-tip. It's what it is. It's a pre-tip. Giving a pre-tip can be convenient in some scenarios.
It's incentive for that for good service. In certain, like in gig work, like what Jerry was talking about, DoorDash, Instacart. I'll be honest. When I see a higher number, right, an order I've accepted, well, guess what? You're going to get the best service. I'm going to check in with you on everything I need to replace if I'm running late. It is in certain fields, right? And this is a field-by-field thing. In certain fields, it guarantees, should guarantee better service.
Yeah, well, see, I don't like that. I don't like any of that. I was saying it can be nice in certain, for example, if I make my wife an appointment to go to the spa or something like that, I'll say, don't worry about it. Everything is done, including the tip. You just walk in, you walk out, and the tip has already been charged and it's on there. You're good to go. But you're expecting a certain level of service there. I don't, service, a pre-tip, though, is a little, like, that is a little presumptuous.
But
that's my nose.
But on these certain apps that Jerry's talking about, you can take away. So if the service wasn't good, you can deduct, say, hey, this is what I paid for. This is what I got. I'll take that away.
See, and I don't like that either, though, because that now you're just playing games. Now you're like that jerk. You ever hear the story, like the people who do the worst people in the world, like the someone who will show up with like 20 singles, to a restaurant and put them on the table? Like, all right, that's your tip, honey. Every time you don't, you're not over here, I'm taking
people
a dollar away. I've heard that before. But and that's exactly what you're doing there, just online. You're like, all right, here's your tip. If everything goes according to plan, if not, I'll just take some away. That's BS too.
But the way this is set up in these fields, like I said, I think it's a field by field thing. In these fields, the way it's set up, if you don't leave that tip, guess what, Brian? People aren't going to bring your order because they'll just skip over it. Well, I'm not going to do all this work for $10. You know what I mean? So that's why you leave the pre-tip. I'm not saying it's right. It's the way the system's set up.
I don't think it's right. I mean, the only thing I think you have to complain about tipping. I don't agree with anybody who complains about the tip screen on the iPad after they go to wherever it is.
Yes.
It's everywhere now. It didn't used to be. We just did the numbers. It's 75% of your transactions now you're being asked to tip. Before it was under 50. And that's changed in just 2 years. So yes, it is a shock to a lot of people. At the end of the day, though, it is still a suggestion. Nobody is forcing you to tip. You don't get any less service.
Yes.
If you don't leave a tip, if you never leave a tip before, you don't want to now, then just do what you've always been doing. If you want to tip and reward that, hey, it's a little easier than reaching in your pocket for some change or figuring out or asking the person behind how to go ahead and do that. There's nothing wrong with the iPad. It's the being asked to tip somebody for a service before the service is even known to the person that is going to do it. Like, that's the crazy one.
So my take on that is for a delivery service, right? For something that you could get off your butt and do, if you don't want to pay the tip or if you don't want to leave the tip, then get in your car and go get it. That's my suggestion.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But tip them
after. You're usually driving to get your takeout. You don't get stuff delivered to you usually.
No.
Right.
I hate getting stuff delivered to me.
Exactly.
But if I do, you leave the tip after. I ride in an Uber. I tip after I get dropped off.
And let me tell you, a lot of people will not leave that tip after, and I believe a lot have the intention to, and don't go back and do it. That's why there's
that.
The pre-tip.
Because you're reminded of that order or whatever it was after you were on there.
Pre-COVID, I did Uber, okay? And let me tell you, the tips were not as good as what I do now. And now, you leave the tip before.
I just don't like it. Jeff and Kenmore, you're on WBEN. All right, what do you think? The pre-tip, does it have to go?
Yeah, I don't like the pre-tip. I mean, I do it. Because I'm like, I know the restaurant people do it. I know when I go places, people kind of count on it. That's the problem is, like, when I go to you know, we went to Europe for vacation. You don't, a lot of them, you don't tip there. It's built in, you know, the rate, the price is what it is. They serve you. Now, sometimes you get good service, sometimes you get bad service, but it is what the price is. When you leave, an American leaves a tip, they look at you kind of funny, like, okay, thank you. But it's not like they, it, you know, because they get a salary. I'm talking about restaurant. Now, delivery, I always tip my pizza delivery guy if I order food, and I always did this. I don't use Uber Eats, and I don't use Uber, but I think you're paying for a delivery charge to get that item to your house. Now, do you tip the guy because someone at the restaurant, or don't tip the guy because someone at the restaurant forgot to give you extra blue cheese, you open it up, it's not in there? Is it the driver's fault, or is it the restaurant? So who do you penalize for an error? The person who got you the food, you know, brought it to you, or the restaurant? I don't. This tipping business can be a little, I don't know.
Well, it can be confusing. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. And, you know, somebody else mentioned this on the text board. Like, oh, I just came back from Ireland. The waiters and waitresses there don't expect a tip. They're well, that's because they get paid. Like, that's your tip is their salary here. Like, that's what you have to. There is a tipped wage that exists here and not really in other countries. So you have to tip well or else they don't eat unless it's the scraps off your plate. Listen, the pre-tip... I like the example of going away on vacation that the caller just brought up, because I've given the pre-tip. You go on a cruise or you go to a resort or something like that where you know you're going to have the same wait staff for an extended period of time.
Yes.
You better believe I pre-tip. You give a big tip and then guess who gets the best service.
Exactly.
They're fighting over your table by the end of the time. But that is a very unique scenario to what we're talking about here.
Yes. But it's also the same because you're expecting a good service out of the luxury that you're paying for. Getting your stuff delivered is a luxury. It's not a necessity. It's a luxury. You want good service. You want stuff there in a timely fashion. You leave a good pre-tip. I for that, it makes sense. I'm not saying it's the right way. I'm saying that's how it's set up. And if you want the best service, you give a higher tip.
I think the whole system's messed up. 803-0930 if you want to join us. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer on WBEN, talking about tipping, pre-tipping, too. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Dale is joining us. Dale, what's going on? Dale, are you there? Going once, going twice. No Dale. Oh, well. But it's the pre-tip, Joe, that I really had an issue with. That's what I thought. Like, if we can all band together and say, listen, I will tip for good service, but we are not tipping before the service is done, then I think we'd reach our point where no one's complaining about tipping anymore.
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I think for certain fields, you use the example of when you go to a resort or a cruise. And yes, I realize that's a luxurious vacation.
Well, it's a bribe. It's not a tip at that point. That's a bribe, what
well,
I described.
And I'm coming from a bias that I benefit off pre-tips, right? So I obviously am coming from a place where I'm talking with my own interest in mind. But again, if you don't want to be the order that's sitting on that shelf getting cold, or if you don't want to wait 4 hours for your groceries to get there, well, you leave a pre-tip. That's why I think it's a field by field thing.
Maybe, but like,
and you're right, it's a bribe.
But that's a bribe.
Yeah,
that's not a tip. That's a bribe.
I want a good service.
That is giving the handshake with a $50 bill in your hand to the guy at the host desk to get a table before everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's my food and I want it now.
Yes. That is the exact same thing where you're doing. That's a bribe. What I describe, you go on vacation, you go on a cruise, you go to a resort or something like that, you're staying in a nice place, you know you're going to see the same wait staff over and over again. You give the first time a very nice tip
for good
so
service.
That you get good service
that's
the rest of the time. It works.
That's also a bribe. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a bribe. It's not really a tip. It's a bribe for better service.
Okay.
And that's the same thing you're describing. Now, here's the... It almost leads to a different discussion at some point. Like, you're talking about grocery delivery, which is... I mean, it is an entirely new category of anything that I almost think needs to be outside of the tipping discussion, period. So I might even want to back you up a little bit, even though I disagree with the pre-tip. But if you are doing grocery delivery service, the online, Instacart, whatever, that is for Terry Pegula, John Regis, Doug Jamal. Like, that should that not be for millionaires only, the grocery delivery service?
I mean, I'm happy with everyone that uses it, Brian. You're paying someone to go shop your groceries and bag them and deliver them to you.
Yeah, like, but you said, all right, somebody tipped you over $30
yeah.
for a grocery delivery. So that person is paying. They're paying more for the items because the items cost more on the app.
Right.
They're paying a surcharge just for the service in general and a $30 tip. So in total, they're probably paying $50 more for their grocery. In a time where everyone's complaining about how high the cost is at the grocery store, and we've all noticed it, us normal people have noticed it getting higher and higher, and our grocery bills are higher. You have people paying $50 more an order, maybe, just so they don't have to go.
By the way, I do have to say, you do get the sale items if you have your Price Club card or whatever you have. So there are stores where you are paying. It's all inscribed on there. But I didn't want false information to be out there, Brian.
Yeah, maybe. I don't believe it. but like, that's a... Like, I don't know. That's not a normal, like, tipping conversation. Like, that's not quite the same as going to a restaurant, going to just a store, like a takeout place where we all go and we all kind of follow the same rules of tipping.
Right.
I might want to say that could be in its own separate category where this is something for rich people. Like, I mean, it's like a rich people. It's like how the Lexus Club used to be at the arena. Like, we only let you in here if you got a 200 level ticket. I don't. All my voices today, I guess, with my nose plugged up, is like the Aunt Selma from The Simpsons,
right,
just an old smoking woman. That's how I'm gonna sound. But like, I don't know. Like, that just seemed like the Instacart. It just seems like a rich people thing.
Well, let me tell you, I don't think we have as so many people are using this thing, Brian. It's amazing how many people. It's amazing. It's amazing how many orders come in a day.
I don't think so many people should be using that.
Well, again, with a bias, I benefit, so use it all you want.
But I know, but like, seriously thinking about this for people out there, how many of us can afford to, without like really good reason, just spend... What does the percentage end up being at the end of the day? Spend, let's call it 25% more on your grocery bill just because you don't, feel like going to the store? How many of you listening are in the financial position where you should be doing that? I can't imagine it's many.
No.
I'm certainly not.
No, I couldn't justify it. And let me tell you, I mean, there you can tell by a lot of orders, Brian, that a lot of people are in the middle of cooking something or, you know, have a meal plan that day and you're getting just the thing. Like on Friday, someone ordered the remaining ingredients for a lasagna. They were clearly making it. They were out without a few. So it's not always someone's full weekly grocery shopping, which might even be worse going off of what you're saying.
I just don't, like... that is a, you mentioned it's a luxury lesson. Yes. Like, that's what got in my head. That, yeah, like, in a way that, like, certain things are just for, like, the class above. It is the business class of going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You don't need it if you can't afford it.
No, but you know what? I'm happy to do it, and I get my 10,000 steps in.
Yeah, but like I just like the I cannot imagine there's that many people who should be able to justify using it where that's a successful business.
No, I mean, hey, here I am, the king of cheapness. I've gotten all my streaming apps now. I have down to the $4.99 with ads, minimal. And there are people out there paying for their groceries. Hey, live it up, right?
But you think there's the level. So like if you're Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, you're that level of person. You're not logging on to Instagram.
I was just going
to
say, they're probably not using the card.
You have like your own staff.
Yeah.
Like you have your own person.
Yeah.
So like you're mega rich. You have your own person doing your shopping for you.
Right.
Like somebody you hire personally. And then there's like the step below that that'll use Instacart. Like you're the top doctor at your hospital.
Okay.
You're using Instacart.
Yeah. You might also have somebody.
How big is that segment of people who should be able to justify paying 25% more for every trip to the grocery store?
But there are also people that, you know, as the texter says, physically can't go shopping. And
right.
It's good for them.
But you are able to justify that. Because
yes.
You physically cannot go. There is a way. And I think there should be a better service.
Hey.
You know, that's not costing 25% more if you're physically unable to go and do it.
Right.
But, like, how big is that amount of people where it's actually a smart decision to not get off your butt and go to the grocery store?
I don't know. I know that, hey, Brian, there's a lot of people that are higher up than me, right? And I know I can't justify it, but hey, if you double what I make, you can. So, congratulations.
Bill in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. All right, pre-tip, have you done it?
Well, I don't pre-tip, but it's interesting when you call it pre-tip, because if you look at the history of the tip, tipping used to be what you're now calling pre-tip. When tipping originated, you would go to the restaurant and give the waiter the tip early on, and the tip is abbreviated, so to ensure prompt service. So that's the history of it. And at some point during the history, it became their wage, and you're expected to pay it at the end. I can't say when that flipped, but originally the pre-tip was actually the tip.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
That's how it originated. But and going with your Instacart, I for a long time had gotten addicted to it. Where I don't want to go to the store, but then I realized how much extra I was actually paying. So I dropped it like a bad habit.
Yeah. Well, hey Bill, thanks for the call. Tim in Eden, you're on WBEN. All right, Tim, do you tip before ever?
Well, I don't use those services. I'm one of those people that can't afford it. But a friend of mine told me something interesting. His wife was one of those shoppers, you know, whatever service it was. And she would get out of bed and look at the list and see who pre-tipped. And she'd only go do it if she knew she was going to make that amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm asking you, don't you get paid to do it beyond the tip? Like, you're not doing it for free. Do you get hourly or do you get like per trip percentage?
So it's a per thing. So it all depends on the number of items, the mileage, the store, all that stuff goes in. But I'm looking at one right now, right? Where the, that's a bad example. But there are some, Tim, that, you know, without a tip, it's only, you know, $10. Now, if you think $10 is enough to buy, you know, to shop 40 items and drive it, then fine. But it varies per store. But yes, you do get a batch, is what they call it, a batch minimum per shop, which again fluctuates store, fluctuates mileage.
Okay, do you do the fast food ones also?
Not as much anymore, just because this does less wear on my car.
Well, we're sitting at home the other day, and we saw one of our neighbors get delivered a small little bag from a coffee shop and a coffee, and it's like, wow, it must be nice not have to go to the drive-thru at the corner. And how much more money do you pay, like, you know, a $2 coffee, how much do you pay to get that delivered? I mean, five?
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, and is it still warm when it gets to your house is another question going off of one of our callers yesterday.
I mean, is it still warm? Five would be, that seems cheap for delivery and if you're tipping.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know the specific, you know, how much that would be, but without tip alone, you're probably up, a $2.50 coffee is going to be over $5.
So, I mean, you might be talking $7, which again, like, is why now I'm looking at this. I think a pre-tip is fine when you're talking grocery delivery, because in my head, I think that is for super rich people. Like, I just, because I can't imagine ever in my life being able to justify paying that much more for my groceries just because I didn't want to get out of the house. I mean, because I was being too lazy or something like that to go and get my, or too busy. Like, you can always find time to get over to the grocery store.
You know what happened a lot, Brian, when I was working in the afternoon? I'd wake up and I'd want a coffee and a breakfast sandwich. Do you know what I would do? I would brew a pot of coffee and make myself a breakfast sandwich.
Like, I can't. So that's why the pre-tip there, I don't mind, because in a way, it's like, yeah, you know what? If you're getting groceries delivered, like, to me, that's just, you're just handing out money. Like, you're whatever with your money. You're just throwing it out there and whatever. So, yeah, it should go to whoever's just throwing out the biggest wad of cash at the beginning, because in my head, you're delivering groceries to Bill Gates.
Right. Like I said, I said this yesterday, and I said it a few minutes ago. It's a luxury. You are paying for a luxury. It's not a necessity. Again, if you want to wait for your order, if you want to wait for your food, fine. If you want it in a timely fashion and you want everything to be checked, let me tell you, you say, hey, I want this and it's not in, you want a replacement? Do you want that person to call you, have a conversation, or maybe contact you? That's what you're paying for. It, like you said, it is pretty much a bribe. But again, if you want everything to be perfect to your standards, get off your butt and go get the groceries.
And it's fine to me doing the grocery thing, but I don't think that should now be the standard every time you want to order food. And that is what it has become. If you go to order takeout from anywhere, you're picking it up, you're just ordering it on the phone or whatever, it comes out the thing, do you want to leave a tip? Look, the meal hasn't even reached the person. Making my pizza isn't even a thought in that kid's brain. and I'm being asked to leave a tip. I want to leave the tip after, if I want to leave a tip at all, and I shouldn't be asked to pre-tip for a standard takeout service. When I'm talking about paying extra for my groceries, whatever.
I agree
luxury tax.
I agree with you to a point, and this shouldn't be the case, but it is, and you and I both worked in food service, and we know this is true. The place is closing at 10. You order at 9:30. Maybe you do leave a pre-tip. I'm just saying, from my experience working in food service.
It's a bribe.
Yeah, but you also are kind of being a, you know what, they're packing up and you're ordering at 9:35. So, you know.
Maybe go there. Get them to know your face. Our good old friend Howard Simon. You know, got a great service every time he came.
It's because he didn't want you to sing.
Yeah, because I know he left, because I knew by his face they left a good tip. I knew the good tippers.
Yeah.
Hey. They got a smile from me. You know how hard it is to get a smile from me? It's I'm not like walking around just like a cheery person all the time. John in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. Do you pre-tip,
John? Yes, I totally agree with you. It comes down to pure laziness. I mean, it's like people just don't want to go out and purchase food in the grocery store. They want it delivered with a drone, for crying out loud. I mean, I call it millennial shopping. People want it airlifted to their house. I mean, it's pure laziness.
Maybe that's it, John. I think it's a mixture of everything. It's like, it's that, it's people don't want to see people. It's, you get so used to like this convenience thing. I don't really know what it is. I can't, I mean, no one wants to go to the grocery store all the time. I have to go when I leave here. I got to pick up a couple things.
Yeah. I can do that for you.
I don't want to, but like basically what you're saying is like, well, you don't have to. You could just have somebody do it for you, but you're going to have to pay 25% more.
Well, I
don't make that much money.
Yeah. This goes back on something we talked about. My time, I'm fine giving up that time to save money.
Yeah.
I don't have the money to buy that time.
Yeah, you're getting value out of your time, though.
That's yes, yes.
If it was exactly the same.
Oh, of course.
I mean, everyone would get it delivered.
Of course, yeah.
If there was no premium, no tip, no anything, everyone would get it delivered.
Right.
But
you have three people walking around the grocery store purchasing for everybody.
Is my kid going to give me a tip when I walk in? I delivered his groceries to him.
He should.
Hey, look, mac and cheese. I brought this to you. You didn't have to go and get it. Well, come on. Let's go.
I had to stand in line. I had to walk the cart through.
How much? He doesn't really understand the numbers, you know, and value just yet. Like, he would take two quarters over a $50 bill. You know, that to him is, like, cooler, right? If you gave him the option.
Quantity.
Like, he did that, you know, gets a little bit of money. And I'll put, like, you know, a 10 and a 1 in front of him. I'll be like, all right, you get to keep one of these. Which one do you want? You know. I just grab the one half the time.
You put the one a little ahead of the 10. So.
Make it look all shiny. All right, Joe. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Wednesday. Already, hump day.
Excited for it. And we'll see everybody else then. David's coming up after the news on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.